Wow. He sounds mean. This is Hutton Orbital Live from Studio 5, thankfully a long way from Fort Mugg. We'd better get on with the show. I'm Dick Chafin.
I'm Rudolf Hucker, and...
Yeah, these are indeed the headlines for this week.
Lael unhappy about Fort Mugg expansion and issues a cranky hanky spanky.
Draxer to star in remake of Home Alone after abandonment by wingmen.
Kaylee at Kaylee as Hutton rallies her allies.
Grim Grom muscles in on Hudson.
Atrus 5060's been running the numbers again and will be summing up this week's Thargoid activity.
Loose with the hot pipe news.
And Norma's about with her CGs hanging out.
Progenitor Wolf, mission giver to all Hutton truckers and daily communicator of the what's what within Hutton space, and her right-hand man, Burl Weber of Fort Mugg, have had hurried communications this week after Hutton's presence in Colonia went all a little bit wonky. Eager commanders in an attempt to pair and to please the pair of... Let's try that one again, there's going to be a lot of peace in this one. Let's move the microphone away! Eager commanders... In an attempt to please the pair of pushy progenitors, managed to misread the Hutton helper and the enormous flame symbol next to both Doritos and EOL Procol that indicated status LHS 340, aka the Naughty Step, aka Do Nothing, and instead dropped a whole hardback edition of the AA roadmap of the United Kingdom in full colour with tourist notes, and a comprehensive key to all of the wiggly symbols. Equivalent of data, pushing our colonial influence into expansion. With our wanted expansion target not yet in sight, King Hanky has postulated that we're going to be heading into deep trouble, as the target system is already occupied. With Hutton only just having turned the corner to been a full win from the Lost Ross of the last few months, the disappointment is palpable that we can't just have a little peace and quiet for a bit. Time for a nice gin. Or a trip to Bugle Point and back without rushing and bashing our ships down to 17% hull in a hurry. Oi. The guilty parties have not been named, but all pilots are respectfully, forcefully, and indisputably and unambiguously asked to check the boards at hot.forthemug.com, and if it looks like it's on fire, don't stoke it. Or, alternatively, ask King Hanky if he wants a big one on his Doritos or not.
If any pilots know the current location of One Commander Draxor, authorities have released an urgent request for information leading to her safe return to Hutton space. Last seen in the company of Commander Simons and Lord Shouty, upon their return to the relative civilization of Somewhere Draxor Wasn't, they discovered that they were no longer in the company of Commander Draxor. They have no memory of where they abandoned her, other than that it was somewhere near Beagle Point and facing towards a lot of darkness. Police have constructed a rather scary-looking holo-fit image of Commander Draxor from descriptions provided by both commanders, which local school groups are planning on using to scare people out of their sweeties in a couple of weeks' time, and most probably bears no resemblance to the actual commander in question. From a distress beacon found floating in space, indications are that the Draxor is to be considered extremely dangerous and should not be approached without an offering of gin, and of course the current whereabouts of the two commanders that abandoned her. Remember, commanders, no trucker left behind. not even if you've had a few and can't not even if you've had a few and can't count past two.
And more positive news. Parties have broken out in Wolf 359 as Hutton returns to ownership of a facility in the system. A clean, non-Kimora, non-criminal, not going to be blown up by anyone, lovely for dropping data off to boost influence and dock ships at for repairs kind of place. Senior hot pit managers are at pains to point out that the situation is far from recovered yet, with a return to system ownership still on their to-do list, along with do not expand anywhere. Find somewhere nice to park the Beluga, and work out what's going on with all these changes from the Pilots Federation in a few weeks without losing any more hair. Anyone taking part in the Highland Fling, some square dancing, a bit of boogie, or just some foot tapping at the party is reminded that doing the jive in zero-G is known to end up with accidents involving the ceilings, walls, and solid stationary objects around the room. And to make sure that you keep at least one hand on your partner at all times.
This station received a desperate appeal from our friends at the Paladin Consortium that they were subject to an invasion by the Gromulans, who had breached the neutral zone and were hell-bent on taking over LFT-37. Gromulans, a mysterious group that have long been rattling their sabres and refusing to trim their beards, have been twirling their moustaches in the direction of the Federation and Sol. They are known to be broad-chested, burly, bellicose, and most definitely brawny brawlers, not afraid to engage in the most terrifying of methods to take over systems. Namely, taking part in power play. With the system falling under the aegis of Galactic Nutcase and fake New Supremo President Hudson of the Federation, it fell to Hutton to put aside their own animosity towards their off-time nemesis and rush to the aid of the Paladins. Current reports are that the Gromulan invasion of the Federation has led to the first stage of a takeover, and that the Federation forces are drawing a line in the sand before making their stand. Here at Hutton, we don't particularly care which power hangs their name over the door, as long as it's slightly below Alvin's and they don't bother us much. But what we like even less than trouble with Trumbulls and Klaxians off the starboard bow is someone upsetting our friends. For information on what's needed to help the Paladins, stay tuned to this broadcast.
Good evening, truckers. Atris 5060 reporting in from, you know, well, here, with the latest intel on the Thargoids from those tinfoil-loving folks over at Canon Research. It's a week of mixed results, where the Thargoids continue on their free systems a weak rampage. The Thargoids' attempt to damage Walker Wing in Gertrude and Bunnell Dock in Nogambi were thwarted by those brave pilots defending humanity. However, it seems the Thargoids are spreading our forces a bit thin. As a result, the Thargoids were successful in their attack on Karakina Orbital in HIP 9141. The Pilots Federation is once more asking all independent commanders to assist in the evacuation of civilians from the station, as well as delivering emergency supplies to the rescue ships. Project IDA unfortunately has another station to add onto its list of repairs. This week, the Eagle Eye system has revealed that the Thargoids are attacking Stakely Station in Negrito, Kaiser Terminal in Wayutabal, and Bombing Dock in Iota Pectoris A. Given the larger number of kills needed to successfully defend all three systems, the AXI and Cannons Lab 69 are asking for any and all available combat pilots to get involved fighting the Thargoids. Once more, Aegis has responded by moving with both their megaships, the Acropolis and the Vanguard, to Nagagawagawagawagawang and to Urpet to assist with the effort. Unfortunately, this seems to be all Aegis is capable of doing lately, since the AXI and Canon have proven to be more efficient in fighting the Thargoids than they have. But it's not to say Aegis is completely useless. The Eagle Eye system, whilst by no means perfect, has helped us confirm Thargoid targets since its implementation. To date, 87 systems have been targeted by the Thargoids, with 64 of them being revealed as targets by the Eagle Eye system. Of those targets revealed by the Eagle Eye system, 41 stations have been saved from the Thargoids, while 20 have been damaged, with 3 on the line this week. With the addition of Karachina Orbital, this brings the total number of stations attacked by Thargoids up to 43, with 16 of them back online and 27 still in need of repair. Project IDA is happy to announce that it's nearly done with the repairs to Kipling Orbital in Pleiades Sector KC-V-C2-11. The station needs 202 lots. It needs tons of beryllium, almost 220,000 tons of the stuff. But local stores of beryllium in the Pleiades are not sufficient to meet this demand. Long-range hauling from the bubble is needed. So for those interested in assisting, please get in touch with Project IDA to coordinate shipping convoys. Your mission this week, truckers, should you choose to accept it, will be to defend Negrito, Weyutabal and Iota Pictoris A. So, good luck out there, truckers, for the mag.
Did I already tell you I was suffering from deja vu? For this week's BGS news, I have a nice, easy one. Win the election. Again. Did I tell you I'm suffering from deja vu? The election has gone pending in Wolf 359, and having taken Kaylee Enterprise, a land base on Campbell's Claim, we're now preparing to take Lomas and overall control of the system. Pilots returning from the amazing Rift trip, thanks again, Bam, are requested to contact Overlight or Graham MK, more of them later, to coordinate data drops, and anyone else wishing to assist Alvin's return to glory should trade at Kaylee and run missions and passengers for HOT throughout the system. Next on the plan is to regain control of WISE 0855-0714, but that means remaining below Mother Gaia until we're ready, so please, no work for HOT in WISE until further notice. Elsewhere, we're pretty stable, but Stein 2051 needs a bit of love, so if you get bored of electioneering, that's the place to run some missions. Returning to our so-called BGS experts, Overlight and Graham MK, they are the reason Colonia's pending expansion. Docking at Colonia with a serious case of mods brought on by firing all their mugs at the Andromeda Galaxy, they were let down by the rather limited medical facilities at Fort Mug and ejected all of their exploration data in one huge uncontrolled dump. They've been treated now and their advice is back to their normal high standards. However, the expansion will take place and it's quite possible that we'll join another player faction or even drop into an insta-war. So please be ready for King Hanky's instructions and prepare to act at short notice. Now, over to Norma for the lowdown on the community goals. Did I already say that?
An appeal has been launched by Imperial Senator Caspian Leopold for commodities to help those affected by Thargoid attacks and pilots. And pilots will be rewarded for delivering various commodities or handing in bounty vouchers to Biruni Port in the NIF rail system. More details to follow a bit later.